You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 112, Jack and Diane by John Cougar Mellencamp. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we're taking a look at the artist once known as John Cougar and his 1982 single, Jack and Diane. John Mellencamp grew up in a small Indiana town. The rebellious teenager who already had his own band ran off to marry his girlfriend at 17, and he held various jobs to support them. By 24, they moved to New York City, hoping to make it big. There he signed with main man MCA Records and recorded an album of covers, Chestnut Street Incident, which flopped so badly that the record company dropped him, a rejection he'd long remember. It was 2 years before he signed with Reaver Records, and longer still before he'd get rid of the stage name Johnny Cougar that his erstwhile manager had saddled him with. His first album with Reva produced no hits, but the second album included I Need a Lover, which launched him into the public eye. In 1980, his album Nothing Matters and What If It Did included two hits, and 1982's American Fool went to number one in the U.S. The album was so successful that he was able to add his real name, Mellencamp, to the next album. American Fool included the hits Hurts So Good and Jack and Diane.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
Mellencamp is mentioned writing Jack and Diane after having seen the movie Splendor in the Grass, in which a young teenage couple resist having sex in accordance with their respective parents' wishes. The girl ends up in a mental hospital, and the boy goes on to marry someone he doesn't love. When they meet a few years later, they still cannot be together. The time for it has passed. The lyrics in Jack and Diane suggest that life, at least the enjoyable part of it, is too short for being good.
Sucking on chili dog, outside taste free. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between her knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on.
Interestingly, the song mentions James Dean, who didn't appear in Splendor in the Grass. Dean was both a symbol of young rebellion and, like John Mellencamp, a native of Indiana.
Jackson's back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, they say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
Mellencamp has called Jack and Diane a terrible record to make because of the odd stopping and starting. He had a hard time getting the band to play it with him, and the hand claps were there just to help everyone keep tempo as they recorded. However, it sounded strange with hand claps removed, so they were left in.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible bell.
Soon make us women and men. Diane rebuffs Jack's attempts to lead her astray, whether it's just off into the trees or all the way into the city, and it's difficult to tell whether the chorus is her philosophy or his. Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Maybe she's warning him against risky behavior, or maybe he's warning her against squandering her youth with misplaced virtue. Perhaps it's a little of both.
Oh yeah! Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, they say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
After American Fool, Mellencamp released a string of hit albums with solid singles. The first time he dropped Cougar from his name entirely was in 1991. By then, he'd achieved some critical success with 1985's album Scarecrow. He helped organize the first Farm Aid concert in 1985 to help raise money for struggling small American farms. Always politically active and socially aware, he has resisted having his music used for causes he disapproves of, most recently including the presidential campaign of John McCain. And even a heart attack in 1984 didn't slow Mellencamp down. He continues recording and touring, and in 2008, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
A little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids doing best they can.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.